Male grooming is a big thing these days with some. Sculpted haircuts, tailored beards and moustaches, plenty of product. Well, a good haircut leaves a good impression that lasts for weeks. But giving a good haircut to a person who can't afford one, well, that leaves a good impression that lasts a lot longer. Craig Hollywood is on the line from Perth, and he's a star. Pardon the pun, because he's the founder of Short Back and Side Walks. It offers haircuts to those in need, free of charge, free of judgment. Craig Hollywood, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, James. Good morning, everyone listening in.
I'm going to judge you. I think you're marvellous.
Well, thank you very much.
And how did you get this idea?
Well, I mean, the project is basically just based around a human being offering their skills that they have to do a nice thing for another human being. And the focus revolves around helping people rebuild and reintegrate into society. It's just an idea that came up as, you know, as a sole purpose of doing a nice thing for another human being. And it's since growing into something that we believe can offer a real change to a population in need.
Why did you think of haircuts, though?
Well, I mean, service providers in general are probably running at a level where they're struggling anyway, and I don't think that personal appearance is something that they really extend to. And, you know, it makes such a difference to a human being, you know, feeling confident and, you know, feeling good about themselves. Like the feeling that you have straight after you've received a new haircut, it's something that, you know, a lot of people should be feeling more of. It gives them a lot more confidence.
Are you a barber yourself?
I'm not, no. But to be honest, it's probably better off that I didn't actually cut people's hair. So we actually leave that to professionals.
Conflict of interest. Tell me, so what, you came up with the idea and then you connected barbers with people who need haircuts. Simple as that.
Yeah, it was pretty much as simple as that. Look, a few of us in Perth at the moment, we're lucky enough to have some pretty good and healthy sort of contact bases and things, and after, you know, sitting down for half an hour or something like that, a few of us got together and just basically nutted out the idea and said, well, you know, it's something that we really want to do and that we don't think it really takes really that much time and or effort. And the reception that we've got so far from people like the Salvation Army, St. Bartholomew's House, Uniting Care West, RUA, everyone's all jumping on board, which we're really excited about.
And there's something about just a basic haircut, the sort of essence of the experience, having a yarn with a barber as you sit down, you engage. It's mundane but simple in that way. It's authentic. It's a small but real interaction on decent human terms.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost therapeutic in a way. You know, one of the guys told us that he felt so much fresher after getting his hair cut, and that it provided him with like the opportunity of a brand new start. And, you know, not only was there an obvious physical transformation, but it was apparent that his confidence levels were sky high, and, you know, so much so that we noticed one of the chaps sort of strutting around William Street in Perth about 3 hours later, just, you know, with a smile from ear to ear. So it was a really cool moment for all of us.
Do you want to expand the program?
Well, we do, yeah. I mean, we're at a local level, but I mean, that's not really to say that the project can't grow across the country. You know, our vision is to roll the project out not only in Western Australia, but throughout the country as well.
I can think of a sort of reasonably, it wouldn't be too hard to connect barbers, you know, in some kind of online format where, you know, the Google Earth can be used to sort of map the need to the hair, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're 100% right. And obviously online as well. We have a website, which is shortbackandsidewalks.com. You can get onto that. You can also, I mean, it's at the moment we're, it's at a very local level, but as I said, that's not to say that it can't change. And also, you know, please do get in touch with us on the Short Back and Sidewalks website. I'm pretty sure if you just Google it, it will come up. All the details are there. We've also got an Instagram account, so basically what you can actually do is provides a little bit of a documentation of the experiment, things that are going, and basically provides like a humanistic sort of approach to people as well, because, I mean, on the website what we do is we sit there and ask a few questions, which isn't—it's not really a sob story or anything like that. It's just basically to provide the information that it's human beings as well.
Yes, Not homeless people, but people who need a haircut.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been told stories from people that have completely lost their family units, people who have previously been owners of really successful businesses that for one reason or another have gone into hardship and as a result now find themselves sleeping in tents and in bushland around Western Australia. And it's stories like that that, you know, it makes us realize that homelessness is something that can affect absolutely anyone. It's not just that stereotypical image of on the side of the street pushing a trolley of people's belongings. You know, it can literally happen to anybody.
Yeah, and I bet there'll be a time, if it hasn't arrived already, where you'll be the one receiving the free gift. That is to say, the reward and the pleasure and the purpose of fellowship and giving and self-esteem.
No, I really appreciate your words, and you know, I appreciate you guys, you know, sharing our message. It really does mean a lot to us over here.
Oh, Craig Hollywood, we appreciate your time and your work from Perth. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Short Back and Side Walks. What a great name. RN Breakfast, 27 to 9.